Standing in Saanich neighborhood place on October 10, members of parliament announced new measures to bring costs down for Canadians. The Liberal government announced it will roll out an automatic tax filing system for low-income Canadians. It also announced that the National Food Program is now permanent, and the Canada Strong Pass, which includes Canadian travel, recreation discounts and free admission to national parks, historic sites and marine conservation centres, is returning over the winter holidays and next summer. Stephanie McLean, Secretary of State, Seniors, Patty Haidu, Minister of Jobs and Families and MP Will Greaves made the announcement in Greater Victoria, one of the most expensive communities in the country, Greaves noted. Families are feeling the squeeze, he said. The government's plan to make tax filing automatic for low-income Canadians will make it easier for them to receive the federal benefits they qualify for, like the Canada Child Benefit, CCB, and the GST credit, by simplifying and automating parts of the tax filing process, McLean said. People have, in many cases, not filed for years, Haidu explained. There's lots of fear for some people for filing. Some don't understand that filing taxes doesn't mean they will have to pay income tax, and some have lost or misplaced documents, she said. Those Canadians could be missing out on benefits, which are only paid out if taxes are filed. Haidu gave the example of a single mother in Ontario who had not filed for years and received roughly $40,000 in benefits. The targets for automatic filing, which could include a process where people sign into their CRA account and only have to click submit, Haidu said, start with 3,000 low-income filers in 2026, increasing to around 50,000 in 2028. Also announced, a national school food program, started under Justin Trudeau's Liberal government in 2024, will now reach up to 400,000 more kids. This extends the program beyond its initial five-year timeline. Haidu, who at one point was a lunchroom monitor, said there is nothing more heartbreaking than seeing the disparity between kids who come for lunch with lunch and kids who arrive with nothing. The program expands existing school food and nutrition programs, providing more meals or snacks, which are to be equitably distributed to bring dignity and comfort to families. The federal government funds the cost of food and supports some of the delivery costs, working with provinces and territories. For families, this means a real saving at the grocery store of up to $800 per year, McLean said. It was also announced that the Canada Strong Pass will be extended from December 12 to January 15 and again in the summer of 2026. The pass means people can enjoy free admission to national parks, historic sites and marine conservation centres. It also includes a 25% discount on camping fees, free entry to national museums for kids and teens, and 50% off for young adults. Additionally, free travel on via rail for children under 17 when accompanied by an adult, 25% off for young adults, and free or discounted access to participating provincial and territorial museums and galleries. All the initiatives combined are aimed at easing the burden on Canadians' pocketbooks. When people have a fair chance to succeed in Canadian society, our communities get stronger, Haidu said.